This week's election results saw changes in local representation in communities across Alaska. Voters gave the nod or the nay to ballot proposals dealing with schools, roads, and utilities. But in the tiny Susitna Valley town of Talkeetna, voters made a choice that could have repercussions far from the community. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
After the ballots were counted, Talkeetna voters opposed the construction of the Susitna-Watonna Dam, 109-19. The referendum on the town's community council election ballot was meant to gauge the residents' attitude toward the dam. The community council wants to know where to stand on the issue. The mega project is often overshadowed by the debate over the pebble mine in southwest Alaska, although the Susitna-Watonna Dam could become the eighth highest dam in the world. And Richard Leo, a Trapper Creek resident and longtime journalist, is worried that there's not enough information out there about it.
It's really just a dumb idea.
The dam project is part of the state administration's goal of reaching 50% of its electric generation through renewable resources by 2025.
This goal can be met by building the Susitna-Watonna project.
That's Karsten Rodvik, a spokesman for the Alaska Energy Authority. In January of this year, Governor Parnell introduced legislation authorizing the Alaska Energy Authority to pursue the huge hydroelectric project. The state legislature approved, and Parnell signed the legislation in early July, appropriating $65 million for the dam. Leo's worried that AEA is rushing into the project.
This has all happened so fast. The dam is running under the radar because the information on the dam is misleading. AEA says, for instance, that the dam will get 600 megawatts of electricity. In fact, AEA admits that it will only get 280 to 300 megawatts of electricity on average per year.
Rodvik says it all depends on water flow.
Yes, there's going to be variations in water flow seasonally, you know, but on an annual basis, we look at its annual output to be roughly 2,600 gigawatt hours, meeting about 50% of the rail belt's needs.
The Susitna-Watonna Dam is to be 700 feet high, harnessing waters of the upper Susitna River for energy needs and supplying half the rail belt's energy for the next 100 years. But Rodvik denies the project is on the fast track and under the radar. He says applying to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is the first step.
We expect to complete the preliminary application document this winter and file it with FERC. That is a necessary step in the process. And then we're looking at about up to roughly 6.5 years of field studies, public involvement, environmental impact statement preparation, and the FERC licensing process. So that's a long and extensive, complex process that involves substantial public involvement as well.
Leo says the need for electricity can be met using alternative renewable energy methods like wind or tidal. If constructed, the Susitna-Watonna Dam could start providing electricity for the rail belt by 2023. Construction is expected to take 5 years. The cost, $4.5 billion. But Rodvik says that might be reduced.
We're involved in ongoing engineering, and the final construction method has not yet been determined. That will be laid out in the preliminary application document to FERC. Two methods under consideration are an embankment dam using natural materials or a construction technique called roller compacted concrete. If indeed it were to be a roller compacted concrete style dam, cost would likely be less than what has been originally estimated.
The dam would create a lake 39 miles long, 2 miles wide, on the Susitna River, causing obvious impacts to Game Unit 13, an area rich in caribou and moose that is popular with sport and subsistence hunters. Rodvik says the area has been studied for hydropower potential since the 1980s. Gap studies detailing changes to the region are underway, and AEA is working with appropriate agencies on required environmental studies. But Leo says there's basic dangers to people posed by the dam.
The dam is on or within 40 miles of the Denali Fault, which has registered a 7.9 earthquake relatively recently. So if the dam were to fail, you can kiss Trapper Creek and Talkeetna goodbye.
Rodvik says the dam would be designed to withstand seismic events. I'm Ellen Lockyer.